Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning once again, and joining me here in the studio, Ron Price is here to tell us more about life in the sandbox. And this week, it is a win-win potential situation.
Yeah.
Right?
It is,
okay.
Matter of fact.
All right.
We've cited the Covey, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People course several times already.
We will
some more. It's had a huge impact in my life. The first 3 habits deal with yourself. How do you become the best version of you that you can be? The next 3 habits are how do you deal with others and have the healthiest relationships that you can have? And habit 4 is think win-win. Now, notice
okay.
I didn't say accomplish win-win because you can't always do that.
Right.
It takes 2 to make an agreement. But you can always think win-win. You can go into a negotiation, a dispute, whatever you have, thinking, hey, I want to win. This is not about, you know, being self-sacrificing and, oh, you know, whatever you want, I'll give it to you. No. It's I want to win, but you know what? I want the other party to win too. And Scott, that's not just a nice thing to do. If both parties come away satisfied with the outcome, then it truly is resolved. If one party comes away satisfied and the other doesn't, it's probably not resolved. It's going to creep up. You may have resolved it for the moment, but the other party's going to look for an opportunity to where they can get satisfaction. I tell a story. We don't have time here, but I got asked to mediate these folks who were in court in Farmington Municipal Court. Did I say Farmington? I meant Phoenix.
Oh.
They were in Phoenix
right.
Municipal Court for 4 years.
Oh, my.
In and out of court, in and out of court, in and out of court. Over barking dogs, honking horns, throwing trash, cutting vines. It was starting to get physical, too. There'd been fisticuffs involved and so forth. And the reason was that every time when they came out of court, one came away satisfied. I won. The other wasn't satisfied at all. So they looked for opportunities to have their day in court, so to speak. So, Scott, I didn't lie to you, but I only told you a partial truth. Let me confess that and make it
here
up.
Here we go. Okay.
The habit is not just think win-win. It's think win-win or no deal for now. And those last words change the whole perspective. We sit down, we negotiate, we talk with each other, not at each other. We really try to focus on the true issues, which maybe we'll talk about next time. And we can't reach a resolution. All right. Don't slam the door shut. Leave the door open just a bit to maybe a good night's rest or some rethinking or some new ideas might come in that can lead to a successful resolution. Scott, do you like to do crossword puzzles by any chance?
I don't do too many of them,
okay.
So
right.
I would probably
right.
say not very often.
Right. I'm a fan. Now, I'm not a fan of the New York Times crossword
no.
puzzle. I don't need to be shown how much I don't know.
Right.
Those are hard.
Right.
But the one in the Daily Times, the Los Angeles crossword puzzle, the Chicago Tribune, those are challenging but doable. But Scott, here's the point. Invariably, I will sit down, I will do as many as I can do. I will write in as many answers as I can possibly do. I can't do any more.
Right.
I will put that down sometimes for just 5 minutes, 15, 5 hours, the next day, whatever. Invariably, Scott, I'll pick that up and I'll go, oh, well, that's that, and that's that. And I'll get like 5 or 6 or 7 just like that. Now, Scott, answer carefully. Am I that much smarter, 5, 15,
5 hours later?
No.
Thank you.
No, I'm sorry. You're not.
Good answer. Good answer. But I'm telling you, it's a common trait. Anybody who does crossword puzzles know what I'm talking about. It's just that you have a new approach, a new way of looking at that situation, at that challenging question, if you will. Well, same for negotiating a disagreement. Win-win. Try to have both parties come away satisfied. If you can't, then keep the mindset open that it's no deal for now. But if you have a new thought, hey, bring it to me. If I have a new thought, I'm going to bring it to you. And maybe we can get this resolved once and for all and go back to life, go back to the other important areas that we need to focus on with this dispute totally resolved.
In a win-win.
In a win-win.
Which is important. So, good way to think about it.
Because again, none of us, I mean, I guess maybe there's some Mother Teresa's who are so self-sacrificing that they don't care about themselves at all. But even Mother Teresa enjoyed the joy she got from serving others. So
true.
Some might
she spent a lifetime doing that.
But yeah, she did.
Yeah. Very true.
But yeah, she did it. There was a joy. It was a win-win because I'll tell you, the people she helped certainly won absolutely.
Very true. Yeah. And we're a winner because you're here every week.
Well, you're kind.
So thank you.
I thought you were going to say because we're out of time. We have to end this now.
That too. But that's all right. Ron, thank you so much.
You're welcome,
that's
Scott.
Ron Price. He is with me every Wednesday right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.